All right, Steve Pink McKinney, head coach of the Unaka Rangers, joins us. Coach, good morning. Welcome back to the Monster. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm getting ready to start school. I'm tickled to death.
I was going to say, it's in service for you guys this week, is it not? Are you back in school yet?
Well, we're actually in service, and next week we start on the 17th.
Okay. Wow. Now, what have you done as far as your practice schedule during the pre-school portion of the schedule, and how will you adjust that once school gets started?
Well, up till yesterday, we've been going in the mornings to beat the heat, and we've been going for about 9 to 12, and like a two-a-day thing. And then this week, we're bumping it up to 3 o'clock, so we're getting on the field about 3:15.
How are your numbers this year, Coach? How many you got out there practicing?
Right now, I've got 29. And usually I'll pick up 4 or 5 other kids during the school year when school starts. But we have a lot of kids that doesn't have rides, and so that'll pick our numbers up a little bit.
Okay. You're competing in single A, as is evidenced by your numbers. I mean, your school, what? How many's in the school, roughly?
Last year we finished the year out with 292 kids.
Okay. All right. So actually, not a bad percentage.
Percentage-wise,
yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad percentage, actually.
No, that's not a bad percentage for us, no.
Okay. Talk to us about the district this year, because everyone's changed a little bit. How's it working out for you guys?
Well, you know, since we got Hampton and Lunsford out there, he moved him up. So, I mean, he's been the top dog for 20-something years there. Right now, I think Cloudland should be the front runner. I don't know a whole lot about Oakdale, and I don't know a whole lot about Concord Christian. And, it's us and Hancock County. So, you don't ever know what's going to happen there. You know, Oakdale volunteered to move out of the District 2 there to come up here. So, I don't know what they got, and Concord Christian is a new school, so I just kind of hanging in there.
With a smaller district like you're in, Coach, you've had to go look for some other games. I'm noticing some different opponents outside of your district on that schedule. I'm not sure you've played these folks in the past, have you, like the Harrimans and the J.I. Burtons?
I think years ago they played Harriman. I think Harriman was actually in Unaka's conference at one time.
Really?
So we picked up Harriman, we picked up J.I. Burden, we kept North Green and Cosby, and let's see, who else have I got? Can't hardly remember. I'm just trying to look at day by day.
Midway, I guess, and Happy Valley.
Oh, yeah, Midway.
Yeah.
Now, the Midway game, we didn't have them scheduled. Then when Tri-Cities Christian kind of dropped the program or whatever, we had to pick up another game, and Midway had been scheduled, so we scheduled them.
Pink McKinney, head coach of the Unaka Rangers, with us on the Monster. Bud?
Coach, is it a difficulty with your school year starting as late as it is? It seems like, I think Johnson City went back last week. I know Kingsport schools are already back in. You guys don't report back to school till next week. Would it help you out a little bit if the school year started earlier?
Well, you know, it might have helped my numbers some, because we got a lot of incoming freshmen that haven't been there yet. So, you know, that could have helped the numbers. And I've got some sophomores that haven't showed up that actually went through spring with us. So, you know, we might end up being around 35 or close to 40. My whole thing in coaching there is, you know, I'd like to have 10 kids per class, and that'd give you 40 kids, so that'd be great. But, you know, we're inching our way up there.